All right, Alex Martin. Dude, he had a good day today, second overall. You got to give it up to AP, I guess, at the end of the day. He rode great. And you were chasing him in the second moto and chasing him in the first moto. But, hey, I guess when a guy's on, it's on, right?
Yeah, that's the thing with AP. I mean, if he's on, he goes 1-1.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's on his good days, and, you know, we try and limit the damage on those days. But ultimately, I mean, yeah, second overall. At this point, it's kind of like whatever. I mean, grateful, obviously, for that podium, but at the same time, like, we need to freaking win.
Yeah.
And I'm getting sick of just being, like, a 2-3 guy, and, you know, yeah. I think, we need to maybe take it easy during the week a little bit. Southwick was pretty tough on us, and then we were back at it, Monday morning. So, for me, we're
just kind of waiting for a charge a bit in the first moto that didn't really happen, which is unlike you.
Yeah, I just really didn't have a flow today. I was struggling. It seemed like the first couple laps of the first moto, I was going backwards, and it was like someone needed to slap me and wake me up. So, yeah, I went back and pounded like 3 cups of caffeine coffee, and we were a little bit better for the second moto. But overall, I would say, yeah, it wasn't really my best Red Bud performance. I mean, last year we led for pretty much the whole second moto.
Yep.
So, yeah, obviously I'm disappointed for sure. Really bummed because I was wanting to go 1-1 today, and with Diz Nations being the pick and all that, and hopefully have the momentum swing in my favor. But obviously that didn't happen. But, you know, there's 5 rounds left, and we're healthy, and we're fit and comfortable on the bike, so just going to keep grinding.
Why do we keep crashing, though? We've had so many crashes. You're like Travis Pastrana now.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you want to win these damn races, you got to hang it out. And we're at that point now where I'm, like, sick of getting second and third. And last weekend with Faulkner, going for it. You know, I didn't want to go 2-2 for second overall because I felt like I was the fastest guy that day. And then this weekend was kind of different. I was just really uncomfortable and tight first moto, really, really tight. Second moto was better, and we kept it on 2 wheels. So, you know, we'll take that notch where we can get it.
I missed where Faulkner got you. Did you screw up, or did he just get you, or where'd that go?
Yeah, unfortunately, bulldozed a corner, and it was like wide open around the outside. So for a couple laps, it was really good. And I was taking some different lines to try and pass people, and I went back to that line, and it was like blown out. And Faulkner was able to get up on inside of me and pass me, which it sucks because I just moved into second, and I was like gunning that AP. You know, I was going to try and run him down, and felt like we maybe could have had it happen. But then when Faulkner passed me, it kind of took the wind out of my sails because I was like, man, I don't know if I could freaking pass this guy back. So
guys all around. You were jumping the leap left, right, center. You jumped it with about 4 laps to go. Like, it needed to happen sooner. I don't know what was going on with you. I don't know if you were scared of the leap. What was happening?
Oh, I definitely was intimidated by the leap. I mean, I pretty much at the beginning of the day, I was like, yep, not happening. And then, obviously, the guys were doing it in the first moto, and I'm like, shit, we're gonna have to man up here.
It's impressive that you're like, I gotta jump this thing, and just it's late in the second moto, and I'm tired.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I'm going to have to go back and fact check this because I feel like I jumped it a lot, at least 8 times.
No chance, bro.
Yeah. And at the same time, when I was going 2 single, I was kind of scrubbing off to the right, and I would hit the wall, and it set me up good for the next corner.
That was sweet. You were using the side of the thing to propel yourself. That was sweet. But you still need to jump it every lap.
Yeah, I know. We definitely gave up a couple seconds there, but I got my crap together, and I jumped it. So, and, you know, actually last lap, second moto, gave her a little room, looked over to the crowd. What's up, Red Bud?
Well, good. I'm glad you did on the last lap of the second moto, eh, Mart?
Yeah.
All right, let's pull this thing together. Let's get the troll train back on tracks here and keep chugging.
Yeah, the troll train is bulletproof. You know, we're durable, and we're going to freaking keep grinding. And
not a sprint.
It's the troll train is powered by diesel.
Yeah.
I'm a diesel.
Okay.
So we're going to keep chugging.
And do it for Phil.
5 rounds. Yeah. Poor Phil. Yeah.
Hold on here. I think Alex wants to ask you some questions. How do you feel about Steve's observations of Larocco's leap today? The accuracy. You have any questions you want to ask him?
I'm concerned that RacerX trusts this guy with their observations on the weekend, because I personally want you to go back and do your homework. In second moto, I jumped that thing at least 8 times.
How many laps do you think was in the race, Amart? I mean, it was
probably 16, 17 laps.
So you're claiming half the moto you jumped it.
But he claimed 4.
Yeah, for sure. You said 4, and I did it at least. I did it a lot.
Yeah, you did it 4. If that's a lot, that's fine.
No, because the thing is, normally Red Bull lap times are like 2:45, and today we were just like a little over 2:10. So we did more laps for sure today, and I definitely jumped it at least 14 times.
Oh, 14 times.
14 times. All right, this interview's over. Let's pull this thing back together, okay?
Yeah, we're gunning for him.